keeping books in the hands of Holmes County. I'm Melissa Patrick. Thanks to money provided by the Holmes County Commissioners, the new bookmobile will be on the road by fall. Last Monday at the Holmes County Commissioners meeting, Holmes District Public Library Director Paula Ciccinetti was present as the commissioners had a $200,000 check for her, in which Chair Dave Hall would say that the commissioners have been working with the library to try and obtain the new bookmobile that is needed.
Congratulations. I know this is a bookmobile that touches everyone in our county.
Ciccinetti would thank the commissioners for their support.
We appreciate your support and the investment in our bookmobile program. It serves all the residents throughout the county, particularly our youngest residents, children, and our rural patrons. So we certainly appreciate your support.
Commissioner Hall asked when the library would be getting the new bookmobile in, and Ciccinetti says that it is projected to be in at the beginning of July, as they had ordered it already, knowing it would take time to come in.
We're really glad that we'll have it before the start of the school year, because the fall is when we roll out our school year schedule, so we'll be able to plan for having two bookmobiles and then be able to get to all of our stops more frequently. So that's really the big goal.
She says that there have been some requests come in to have the bookmobile stop, including the new YMCA and their daycare, and that the demand continues to grow. Commissioner Hall asked Ciccinetti if the senior population continued to use the bookmobile.
Involved in using that bookmobile. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing a lot from seniors.
Yeah, we go to Danbury and some of the nursing facilities and just try to meet their reading needs. And of course, having things like large print or some of the audio materials if they have visual impairments.
Commissioner Joe Miller complimented Ciccinetti on the work she does for the library.
I've been here for 25 years, and you're by far the best director that's been at best. And I mean that. I just don't say it. So
you're on a good ship.
Commissioner Hall would thank her for their partnership with the health department, being the library's new neighbor, and Ciccinetti says that it's a partnership that has worked well.
Thank you for the partnership for our overflow traffic at the health department. We appreciate that.
It's been fine, and it's worked out well having them right next door. We have some of their programs come, like WIC and Help Me Grow. Yes. Sometimes they're able to come to our children's programs and share information and resources, and we've gone and participated in some of their events, so it's worked out well being right next door.
The total cost for the bookmobile is just over $400,000. A significant increase since the prior purchase, which was just over $200,000. Ciccinetti shared that they had been working on saving for a new one to be prepared, but they were not prepared for the huge increase in price. With the commissioner's contribution, the library will be able to pay for the bookmobile. The Holmes County Sheriff reported for yesterday and Saturday 3 accidents, 25 incidents, and this arrest. Josu Herrera of Columbus, who was arrested and charged with assault, and the Millersburg Police Department reported for the week of June 1st through the 7th 4 accidents and 32 incidents. There's a new online dashboard that provides public access to felony crime and sentencing data from across the state of Ohio. The Ohio Crime Statistics Dashboard includes 10 years of felony arrests and conviction information from all 88 Ohio counties. It allows users to search by offense type, county, court, law enforcement agency, and even demographics. Officials say the tool is designed to give the public and law enforcement a better understanding of crime trends and sentencing outcomes. The Attorney General's office notes some information may be incomplete due to reporting differences among agencies. First responders are getting ready for a busy summer on the water. Firefighters are training on Lake Erie this week, practicing real-life water rescues they could face in the months ahead. Bay Village Fire says 19 people drowned in Lake Erie last year, and 9 of them between the Cuyahoga River and Lorain. So far, 16 firefighters have been certified as rescue swimmers through the program. The best way to stay safe? Know your limits in the water and swim at lifeguarded beaches. There is an update regarding a 2025 fatal hit skip accident in North Ridgeville. The driver who hit and killed 16-year-old Violet Gustafson last fall will not face charges. Police say she was hit while crossing Lorain Road in November. After reviewing the case, the Lorain County Prosecutor's Office determined the driver was not at fault and no criminal charges will be filed. At this time, safety upgrades are being made at the intersection, including improved crosswalks, pedestrian signals, and new signage. And finally, the summer box office is booming, but not because of the usual suspects. After 3 weeks of indie horror dominance at the box office, the slasher spoof Scary Movie topped ticket sales with $55 million over the weekend, easily besting the far from mighty Masters of the Universe. The sixth Scary Movie notched a franchise best $105.5 million global launch after just 2 weeks of release. Back Rooms became A24's highest grossing release ever. It's made $212 million worldwide. Focus Features Obsession grossed $25.6 million in its fourth weekend. That marked a slight 7% drop from the previous weekend for 26-year-old Curry Barker's horror sensation. Not accounting for inflation, no horror movie has ever had a better fourth weekend. I'm Melissa Patrick for WKLM.